Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Cuellar. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Jansky. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Jansky. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hendricks for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Belunger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Hendricks moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is hit by the pitch. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar bunts towards the mound. Jainsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford is hit by the pitch. Bellinger moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendricks scores. Bellinger scores. Buford moves to third. Blair moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Powell reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Blair scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Danny Murphy now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Powell. Murphy moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Orioles. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams scores. Aparicio moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Orioles. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuellar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuellar covering, for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Barry Moore now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Hendricks moves to second. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuellar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Buford is hit by the pitch. Robinson scores. Hendricks moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. It's 7-3, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Orioles. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendricks hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-4, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Rich McKinney now playing third base. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuellar strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cuellar, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Melton strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Floyd Weaver. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. McCraw reaches second base with a double. May scores. Josephson moves to third. It's 11-5, Orioles. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Knupp hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the White Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 6 RBIs. Hendricks takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, he's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cuellar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar is 0-for-4 in the game. Cuellar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Hendricks moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hendricks scores. It's 13-5, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Josephson for a passed ball. Buford moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Blair reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-5, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 14, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.